You have a free will. But see, that's what the enemy's trying to steal right now. He's trying to steal mankind's free will. The will to choose. They're trying to force things on humanity. That's why you got to have discernment. That's why you got to be filled with the Spirit of God. That's why you got to know the truth. The truth not only sets you free, but makes you free if you practice it. You know, again, we've talked about this before in the area to where the first thing the enemy tries to steal is your identity. If he can manipulate you, if he can compromise you, the enemy knows it immediately. He knows that he's got a foothold. He knows he's got access to us then. You know, I have seen so much weakness. So much weakness. It's incredible to me. In the kingdom. So much weakness. Bowing down to these rules and regulations that are not even laws. It's amazing to me that there's not enough individuals standing up for what the truth is. Standing up for their rights. Standing up for the kingdom. You know, Jesus said that we have multidimensional dominion. We have multidimensional means multiple dimensions. Spirit, not only spirit, soul, and body, but multiple dimensions. And in the spirit realm, we have dominion over all of these things. But people don't realize it because God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't know who you are and the authority that's been given to you, you won't use it. And you'll rely on everybody else. In Genesis chapter 1, would you go there with me? Multidimensional dominion. And verse 26, is everybody there? Anybody there? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. Then God said what? Let us make man in our what? Image and according to our likeness. That was the requirement. Let them have dominion. What is the required of having dominion? Being in his image and likeness. Does everybody see that? That means carrying his integrity, carrying his presence, carrying his truth, carrying the anointing, eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. Let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds, of the air, over the cattle, over all earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be what? Fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. He blessed them with dominion and authority. He blessed them. He said, be fruitful, be multiplied. In other words, multiply me. Multiply me. He said, but this dominion depends on whether you maintain my image and likeness or not. If you compromise it, that dominion is no longer. Now, those of his image and likeness are qualified to govern. Because dominion is associated with govern, governing. Which is, dominion is governed to direct, to protect, and also to enforce. In other words, you have dominion. That means approved power. It's territorial also. Because God was placing territories when he said the fish, the sea, the air. These are all territories. These are all dominions that he granted to Adam and Eve. And so he gave them this dominion to direct, to protect, and to enforce the rule of law according to the timeline of God's will. The rule of law according to the timeline of God's will. So to enforce a rule, that is called authority. Everyone say authority. That means it's given by God, it's approved by God to act or to enforce. God's approved it. You also approved to judge. Now, don't give me this religious stuff. God said, don't judge one another. Hello? You better judge. You judge people's fruits. Amen? You know where they come from. I'm a fruit inspector. Judge. So we've been given the ability and the approval of God to act or to enforce, to judge, and to fight and battle. Where? In multidimensional realms. These are dimensions that you and I have authority. And until it is understood and maintained, the enemy will try and steal everything because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I want to share something that happened to my wife and myself, and I've shared it already with many people. You know, we are always looking to stay healthier and so forth and find out what else is when we hear about something that's new or whatever. In the area of keeping us strong and healthy and youthful and so forth. So we went to this clinic. And it had signs all over the place. Must wear a mask to come in. Even when you went into the clinic, there's signs all over the place. I said, I ain't wearing no mask. So I went in there and the receptionist that was there said, do you have an appointment? I said, yes, I do. She said, okay, well, you need to wear a mask. I said, no, I don't. She goes, it's a law. I said, no, it's not. So she got up out of her chair and she went in the back. And she came out with the head manager. So Kate and I were sitting over on another side where all these people had their masks on. We figured we wouldn't be a stumbling block to them not wearing it. At least we give them that. And so the manager comes over with a clipboard and he's got a mask on and he's got two masks. And his clipboard. You know, you got to understand something. I've been veiled for most of my life by darkness. Jesus unveiled me. I'm not putting another veil on. And so he came over. He says, look at me. And I don't disagree with what you're saying, but can you please just wear the mask on until we go into the back room. And then, you know, you can take it off. I said, no. He said, well, they're going to cause trouble and close it. I said, they can't. You better read what the governor said. There is no effect, there's no punishment for not submitting to this unlawful law. He says, please get, no, I'll leave. No problem. You want me to leave? So he gets up and goes in the back room. 5 minutes later, comes out. He's got no mask on. There's nurses in the whole place taking off all the signs. My wife and I were freaking out. We knew that the hand of God was moving in this place. We knew he was doing something. There was something with this manager that God wanted us to speak to. But I wasn't budging, man. I said, no way. I'm not submitting to this unstinking law. It's terrible. People are being veiled. People are being bound by fear all over the world. People don't realize that that vaccination, which has nothing to do with the virus. Hello. You know, there is the mark of the beast, and then there are marks of the beast. I'm telling you, that vaccination is one of the marks of the beast. It isn't the final mark of the beast, but it's one of the marks of the beast. And it's going to lead to connect to the beast, unless people repent for taking it, out of stupidity, out of fear. But they better ask God's forgiveness. See, they're not telling how many people are harmed or paralyzed now, or how many people have died, and so forth. They're not going to tell you that. Why? Because everything is under the control of the Antichrist regime. And this is where the battle is right now. That's why you and I have to stand up for our right, for our authority of who we are in Christ. See, we're above the law. Does everybody understand that? Why? Because we know the lawgiver. I know the true lawgiver. It doesn't mean you go out and break rules and you go speed and not, you know, hello, that's not what it is. There are laws that keep things in order. But we are above laws that are harmful to mankind. These are not laws. They're not laws at all. It's deception and it's a fear control factor. And it's amazing to me that the whole world has been deceived. We are in a time right now where you are seeing the falling away. And the falling away is because of people losing their trust and faith in God Almighty to heal them and protect them. They're relying on man and going back to the world system. And they call themselves Christians. They need to repent. It's terrible. And it's time when we stood up for what's right and for what God pleases, pleasing to Him. We want to be God-pleasers in every area, not man-pleasers. Man, when I went in that place, I'm telling you, the boldness of God came on me, and I was like, no, I ain't budging, no matter what. You don't want me to stay? You're not going to let me stay here? Then I won't. I'll leave. I'm on jury duty. I wonder what they're going to do then. Hello. I'm ready for the challenge. Glory. Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28, multi-dimensional dominion. We have it, man. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre. That's the king of a territory. Of course, you know Lucifer is a king of his territories. And say to him, thus says the Lord God, you are the seal of perfection. Well, no man has been perfected, amen? Except for Jesus when he came. Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty, and that's no man. So he's not talking about a man. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. Who is that? Lucifer. He's the praise and worship leader of the universe. Amen. You were an anointed cherub. Well, you know he's not talking about a man. A cherub ain't a man. Who covers what? The universe with praise from God. I establish you. You were in the holy mountain of God. The holy mountain of God was known as the earth then. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones when God created. See, Lucifer was there when God created things. The Bible tells us that the heavens were created first. Amen? So the angels and everything were created first. Why? Because he had to create all of them so to maintain. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. Till when? Iniquity. See, Lucifer was the praise and worship leader of the universe on the earth. He was removed from his position. Losing it to a new creation of a race that was created in God's image and likeness. Until Adam and Eve disqualified themselves. Losing their position back to Lucifer because of disobedience and rebellion. And when they lost their image and likeness, they also lost their dominion and authority. Remember, that's what qualifies us. But thank God for Jesus in 1 John chapter 3. You know, when you really look at all of this, you know, and in Revelation 12, and it says, and war broke out in heaven, right? and Lucifer and the angels were cast out. This is where it happens. See, that war is still going on, and every day is a battle. People need to come out of the religious aspect. This is religion. No, it's not. This is a military operation by God Almighty to drive out the powers of darkness and reestablish His government and His kingdom and bring people back to His image and likeness. This is not a religious act. This is not just about salvation. It's beyond salvation. In verse 1, let's speak it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called what? Children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us. Say that again. The world does not know us. Why? Because we're in His image and light. See, there's an... God is threefold. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen? So you and I are spirit, soul, and body. But then there's a likeness of character. So there's an image, but then there's a likeness. We're waiting for the fullness of the redemption of our bodies to be complete. But right now, by the Spirit of God, it's been restored that we are in His image and likeness. What did He say? He said, I will give you a new heart. I'll give you a new mind. I'll give you a new spirit, and I'll give you my spirit to cause you to walk in my likeness. Amen? The world. Therefore, the world does not know us because it does not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be what? Like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. You know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him there is no sin. Whoever abides in Him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen Him nor known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as He is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God doesn't sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. That's so powerful. So you and I have been restored dominion after Christ came and qualified us with multidimensional dominion and authority. He qualified us. In Acts chapter 1. I didn't finish that story. I didn't want to go too deep into it, but I can tell you that, man, he is a new person by the time we left. To God be the glory. God's presence filled that whole place. I mean, can you imagine seeing everybody in the whole place scrambling and taking off all the signs over this whole building? I mean, Kate and I just looked, our jaws were dropped. We're going, oh, dear Jesus, you're doing something here. Dominion, authority. Dominion, authority. Yes. Now make sure you use it according to God's time and God's will. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. He commanded them. Amen. He didn't say, would you mind, please? He said, stay here. Why? Because I've got to restore my likeness in you by my spirit. You're in my image, but you're not in my likeness yet. And he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Now, isn't that pretty amazing that God commanded individuals to wait for the promise of the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be restored into the likeness of Him. And people do not promote it. This is not about denominational stuff. This is what qualifies a person to be multidimensional dominion. That's why many people struggle without the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't have that dominion. They become religious. They think just feeding, clothing, and sheltering and good works is going to help them. No, it's our responsibility to drive out the powers of darkness. It's our responsibility to change the atmosphere in places. It's our responsibility to bring the kingdom of God in. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked Jesus, saying, Lord, when will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? He wasn't talking about that. And he said, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive what? Power. Power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. The Holy Spirit, Spirit of Christ, restored dominion and authority with power. Power. It's approval by God Almighty to take back what was stolen by Satan's kingdom. Multidimensional dominion. Ephesians chapter 1. People don't realize that things that disqualify his likeness, bitterness, unforgiveness, anything that is not his character is disqualifying of authority and dominion if we're agreeing with it and practicing it. Does everybody get that? Anything that is not of his likeness, amen, will disqualify us from multidimensional dominion. That's what the enemy wants. Ephesians 1 verse 3, is everybody there? Let's speak it. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So you and I were chosen before the foundation of the world to come into his timeline. Now remember, there is free will, isn't there? Amen? Many individuals, so one of the things the enemy does is try to manipulate or nullify the timeline of God. Abortion is interfering with the timeline of God. How many kids were being sent to fulfill a purpose of God? Amen? So many things are interfering with the timeline of God. Disasters and chaos and certain things that interfere with what God's trying to do. Remember, even God himself said he was sorry he made man. Why? Because when the fallen angels left their dominion, they left their domain. Amen? And they came and they put on flesh and went into women and they have offspring called Nephilim. And they became giants. And many of their, all their offsprings, when they died, they became demons. Now they're possessing bodies. It interfered with God's timeline. Listen, a demon is not an angel. Hello? A demon is not a fallen angel. I keep hearing that from people. Demons are fallen angels. No, they're not. They have a body. They don't need one. A fallen angel's got a body. Amen? Now the angels that put on flesh, they went and had sex and produced offsprings. They're chained. They've been removed from the earth. They're chained and waiting for judgment. But their offsprings, when they were killed in the flood, became demons now. And those demons are now taking bodies. They're still promoting the race of the Antichrist regime through a Nephilim race. They still believe that they're gods. When they were giants here and they were in authority, they believed that they were gods. And these individuals that are still sacrificing and serving Satan's kingdom believe that they're gods and goddesses because they have all of this money. Rothschild, Rockefellers, Vanderbilts, all of these wealthy, huge. What's the dude from Amazon? And all of them, they think that they're gods. Or a gift for God. But they have no idea when they stand before God. They ain't nothing. They may have power and authority now because of their wealth. But they have sacrificed their salvational lives for eternal darkness unless they turn. I remember one day the Lord said to me, that's their reward. That's their reward. Never envy any of that. That's their reward. What I have for you is much greater. Much, much greater. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 5, having predestined us to what? Adoption of sons by Jesus Christ in himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have what? Redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, being believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Predestined with every spiritual blessing and dominion and authority in all dimensions. You know, if we could just hold on to these things of who we really are. But there's so much distraction all the time. We are constantly bombarded with things. Things. Most of the time, useless things. Repairs. This, that, whatever. You know, work. Bills. All of the stuff on this planet we have to deal with. But all these things are distractions. That's why they must be under our feet. They cannot be at our same level. Amen. In Psalm 8. Hallelujah. Psalm 8. Verse 1. Let's speak it together, please. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. Who's he speaking about? Us. You have made him to have what? Dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet. And sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish in the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Dominion, given authority and power to execute the things of God. We are the overseers of the works of his hands. Amen? Is everybody okay? Luke 10. Verse 18. Welcome to Sunday Morning Live. Glory. Let's speak it. And Jesus said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means do what? Hurt you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. So you and I have authority to enforce the rule of God's timeline and law. Romans 8. People are not taking their authority. They're not taking their dominion. They're not using. Romans 8:12. This is a reminder today. Stand bold. Don't be a wimp. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you're going to die. But if by the Spirit of God you put the deeds to death, the deeds of the flesh, you're going to live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Sons of God. Well, these individuals, they're carrying the likeness of Christ. Amen? Or they wouldn't be known as sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out what? Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time is nothing or worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Again, we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ, all dominion and authority, as long as we're to maintain that qualified position. Likeness. Likeness. Remember, Friday night, the outpouring. Friday night was powerful. What did the Lord say? I'm giving you that anointing. He said that He was increasing the anointing so that we can complete the assignment. Because there's going to be some assignments coming that we're going to need the strong anointing to complete. 2 Corinthians 5. Oh, hallelujah. I think we had overflow even yesterday. Wonderful presence. 2 Corinthians 5:16, let's speak it together. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things pass away, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, then, we are what? We are what? Ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. An ambassador. We are ambassadors. An ambassador is the highest ranking agent to represent a government. Does anybody get that? It's the highest ranking agent representing a governing authority. an ambassador. In Matthew 16. And we are these ambassadors. Matthew 16. Did I say Matthew? Yes, I did. Okay. Verse 16. And Simon Peter answered, Jesus said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock, this revelation that I am the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I'm going to give you keys, authority, and dominion of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth in the physical will be bound in heaven and in the spiritual. And whatever you loose in the physical earth will be loosed in the spiritual. So we see here, these are keys of authority and dominion. You know, the word says that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. As long as that power is backed up by the anointing, nothing can stop it. Nothing. The word says the gates of hell can't stop it. But again, what qualifies us? Likeness of Christ. Likeness. Again, we have his image. We need to have his likeness at all times. In Hebrews 4. How do you maintain his likeness, his presence? Worship! Hebrew 4, verse 11. Is fear anxiousness? Is anxiousness fear? Yeah. That's why he says be anxious for nothing. Why? Because it was disqualified. Amen? Does everybody get that? The simplest things we don't even realize. I'm going to go another step further. Fear is sin. Fear is sin. Well, it's not from my father, is it? Well, it's from the enemy. It says it's called a spirit of fear. Well, every demon carries sin. It's rebellion sin. It says it's a sin of witchcraft. Amen? People are going to learn a lot of stuff when they stand before Jesus all at once. Boom. Oh, snap. They're going to freak out. It'll be too late. Verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So when you decree the word, it has dominion in every area, as long as it's backed by the anointing. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The word of God is living and powerful. It has dominion and authority as you speak it. Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29. And verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people what? Rejoice. But when the wicked man rules, the people what? There's a lot of groaning out there, man. A lot of groaning. Righteousness and authority, people rejoice. The wicked rules, people groan. In Mark 16. Mark 16, 16. Now start at 15. Jesus said to them, go into the world and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. In other words, the message of truth. And he who believes, what's the word believe mean? Follow. And is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. Why? Because they'll have dominion and authority. In my name they will cast out demons. Hello, I love it because it's the first thing he talks about. He's saying, clean that place out, man. Clean this temple out, clean this place out. Cast out demons. Remove them. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. That means baptism in the Holy Spirit. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That is to commission and assignments according to his way, will, and time. We'll have to clean out. And we're going to close at Psalm 149. Psalm 149, verse 5. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. Let the saints be joyful in glory. That's called the glory realm. Let them sing aloud on their bed. Well, you're not in bed, so you can even sing louder. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. To do what? Execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. To bind their kings with chains. And their nobles with fetters of iron, and to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints to have dominion and authority. Praise the Lord. This is an honor. It's an honor to be qualified. We must maintain that qualification position and not fall short of it. That's why he says, come out from among them. Don't touch anything unclean. Be separated. Be sanctified. He who hides in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. No plagues will come near them. And even if you get a plague, you're going to get healed. Amen. So don't run to the phone or the doctor. Run to the throne. God heals. He frees. He delivers. And he gives us wisdom. Amen. He gives us, we have the wisdom. We have the wisdom from above. I mean, he's made certain herbs and supplements and everything else to bring, assist the body in self-healing. These bodies are self-healing. You cut your finger, it heals. Or we'd all be dead. Amen? You'd be bleeding to death every time. These are unique temples that carry the authority and dominion of God Almighty. Now, we're to take care of these temples. Amen? So we can go the full course. Because the enemy would love to mess your temple up, man. He does a very good job at it. That's why he says, don't forsake not to assemble. Refresh, reunite, renew in the presence of God. You know, to be consistent consistent in all things. What does the Lord say? What is the law of God is deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. When you begin to start compromising, not denying yourself, you're disqualified. You're just what? Disqualified. When you what? Don't deny yourself. You don't think the enemy knows that? Believe me, there's many people who are disqualified, don't even know they are. And they can't have dominion. Why? Because it's not the likeness of Christ. So, Father, as you've released your word today, and I believe the assignment is to get right. Get it right. Get us in position. We ask for your forgiveness, mercies, and grace at any time, Lord, of anything that we've done that's offended you. And the message that you've released into us today, this prophetic word, Lord, let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. Seal it with the anointing and bring it to remembrance that we do not get disqualified in any dominion or authority that you've granted to us by losing the likeness of Christ. In Jesus' name.